WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Parents know how difficult it can be to monitor their teen's social media usage and content, but right now, during the pandemic, social media is one of the few ways young people can still have social interactions. Dr. Claire Coyne is a pediatric psychologist at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, and she asked more than 2,000 parents about their most pressing concerns and challenges when it comes to teens and social media. Dr. Claire Coyne spoke with WBEZ's Mary Dixon about the results from the study. It was conducted at Lurie Children's Hospital.
It's not really a surprise that teens are using social media more during the pandemic, but this does have parents worried about the consequences. You found 67% of parents are concerned that their teen could be addicted. What should parents be concerned about?
I think parents should be thinking about how to help their teens build the capacity to use social media and digital technology safely and effectively. So social media isn't going anywhere. And as teenagers mature into adulthood, they're going to need skills to navigate social media and online spaces, both personally and professionally. So I think parents can focus conversations on healthy decision making, what makes it challenging to make decisions about what to post or comment, how to recognize unsafe situations, how to pay attention to the way you feel emotionally after spending time doing different things online.
In the study, you found that teenagers themselves are reporting that they have a complicated relationship with social media, and some parents are saying that their teens are expressing frustration, like they're angry, they're hurt, they're depressed. Do you think this is normal, or is this unique to social media?
Well, I think one of the important takeaways from this investigation is that we need more research to understand both positive and negative effects of social media use. It's not clear right now how social media use is associated with mental health. Some studies suggest that adolescents' online risk often reflects their offline vulnerabilities. I think one thing for parents to think about is that not all screen time is equal, and they should be talking with their young people about whether or not online activities are enhancing social support or facilitating their connection with friends versus producing negative interactions or interactions that focus mostly on social comparison or interactions that reduce the time they're spending in person with friends and family when they can. I think it's useful to remember, too, that young folks have been using mobile devices to access forms of entertainment like movies, music, gaming, and those are always, you know, appealing activities to adolescents. And so we want to think about ways in which there are positive experiences happening online as well.
You were saying that there still needs to be more investigation into whether social media does correlate with depression. While that's being studied, what should parents look for? What kind of warning signs should they be alert for?
So noticing kids being more irritable, more down, more withdrawn, more easy to anger, maybe seeming more tired or fatigued. These are all, you know, signs of depression or signs of anxiety. And the same sort of techniques we would use to say, hey, we need to check in on how you're doing can apply.
And do you have any other ideas for parents? I mean, it does seem with so much remote learning happening, your kid always has their nose in a device. And it's just hard to know what exactly is going on here. Like, how do you handle that?
Sure. I think one thing I would say, parents also need to figure out kind of how we're learning to navigate using online spaces during COVID and consider what we're modeling for our kids. I think it's appropriate to set rules about when and how devices and screens are used in the home. And are we being intentional about creating opportunities for offline activities? I think parents need to be empathetic about the potential frustrations and difficulties that young people might describe when it comes to navigating remote learning, and think about ways to set up spaces in the home and time to have breaks when folks are doing the remote learning at home. I think having conversations where parents can be compassionate about their own frustrations and be honest that we're all trying to figure out how to use these technologies safely is a good way to start having these conversations.
Dr. Claire Coyne is a pediatric psychologist at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. She was speaking with WBEZ's Mary Dixon.